This is Daguerreotypes Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3 page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. This is flyer number 459, entitled Masculists Expect Women to Be Snurfs. That's capital S, capital N, small u, small r, capital F, small s. Snurfs, which is slim, nutritive, fips. Description. This flyer describes the three main qualities that masculists expect women to have if women are to be potential girlfriends to masculists, who in time will become most men. These are to be slim, nutritive, and FIP, that's financially independent person. Those women who aren't risk rotting on the shelf, rejected by men, especially by masculists. The flyer itself. Masculists expect women to be snurfs, slim, nutritive, fips. By Prof. Dr. Hugo Daguerreotypes. Email profhugodaguerreotypes@yahoo.com. Website profhugodaguerreotypes.wordpress.com. This flyer spells out in simple terms what masculists expect women to be if these masculists are to have relationships with them. The list is pretty basic. Masculists want women who are slim, nutritive, and fips. This flyer explains why this is the case, giving reasons for each of these basic three requirements. Firstly, a bit about the word snurf. That's S-N-U-R-F, or capital S, capital N, small u-r, capital F, and its order of letters. The very sound of the word snurf rolls off the tongue. It just sounds good, whereas any of the other five combinations of these three letters don't sound good when read aloud. That's FNS, FSN, NFS, NSF, SFN, SNF. Snuff, snurf. I begin with the first of these three masculine expectations on women. Why do masculines want women to be slim? Because slim women are so much sexier than fat or, God forbid, obese women. Slim, curvy women are very sexually attractive to men and much desired, whereas fat or obese women are sexually repulsive to men, so are usually left rotting on the shelf, at least by the slim quality men, who have the luxury to have the pick of the litter, because their own high sexual marketplace value, SMV, enables them to attract the most attractive of women, that is, the slim, curvy ones. When an obese woman expects some man to be interested in her for a potential relationship, in brackets, unless the man concerned is as obese as she is, close brackets, she is insulting the sexuality of that man, expecting him to find her sexually attractive, when she has not made the effort to remain sexually attractive, that is, by not calorie counting, by eating too much. That only makes her put on weight, and if she can't control her calorie count at all, she balloons out, making her sexually repulsive to men. For an obese woman to expect an ordinary guy who is slimish to look favourably at her level of SMV is an insult to him, so it's not surprising that he reacts negatively at this expectation of hers. For example, if she propositions him, even mildly, he will usually sneer at her with some comments such as, "How dare you think my sexual standards are so low that you are deluded enough to think I might consider sticking my dick in a tub of lard like you? Go fuck yourself, because nobody else will, or only the lowest of SMV guys will." The obesity problem with women is now catastrophic. 40% of women in Western countries today are obese, and another 30% are fat, that is, overweight, and hence not slim and curvy, which is what is needed for a man to have a good hard-on when seeing a woman naked. Some women are so obese that any man seeing her naked couldn't even see her cunt, because it would be covered by her frontal rolls of fat. Ew! Yuck! Which is why Slim Quality Masculus labels such women as FUFs, that's F-U-F, which is fat, unfuckable females, or yuckers, that is, women who evoke the yuck reaction in a man when seeing her naked, or cockshrinkers, which is self-explanatory. So masculists want women to be slim. Otherwise, women will not be seen as being sexually attractive by them. Now for the second of the three masculist expectations on women. Masculists want women to be nurturative. One of the biggest mistakes made by modern feminists is that they have bought into the idea that to be liberated women, they have to behave like men, that is, be abusive to men whom they find sexist, which is an attitude of most feminists that is repulsive to men, and especially to masculists, who are convinced that women oppress men far worse than vice versa. For most men, having a relationship with a woman who explicitly tries to behave as though she is a man, in brackets, a feminazi man, would be like having a relationship with a gay man, which is just not on the cards for 98% of men. In brackets, the last time I googled this, only about 2% of men are real gays. Close brackets. Men want to be nurtured by women, an ability that women evolve to be good at, to make them good mothers to their infants and small children. Men want to be nurtured by their girlfriends the way they were by their mothers, when they felt adored by their mothers when they were very small, the memory of which is buried deep in men's psyches. Men find it so much easier to adore a woman who is nurturative towards her man than with some misandrous, man-dumping, feminazi bitch who is the type of woman usually hated by men and hence punished by men, left to rot on the shelf, manless, loveless, sexless, and spat at for being a hated, feminazi bitch. Young women, take note. If you end up like one of these feminazi types, you will pay a very heavy price. You will not get a man. You will be punished by men. They will treat you like the plague. So learn to nurture your boyfriend, or he may see you as a feminazi and dump you. Be warned. And now for the third masculist expectation on women. Masculists want, in fact, demand that women be FIPs, that's financially independent persons, who bother to get a career competent education at high school and college so that they become responsible FIPs as adults and not expect fluffy style to parasite off a man's money and labour, thus manslaving him for decades. Fluffies are hated by the masculists, who see them as immoral, parasitic, manslaving vermin to be wiped out by being severely punished by men by not getting one. If a young woman gets the reputation in her social circle that she's a fluffy, then that will be the kiss of death for her in terms of her getting a man. The young men in her social circle will spit at her for being a manslaving, parasitic fluffy and punish her by excluding her from their circle, both socially and sexually rejecting her. Masculists push politically for the creation of a FIP society, that is, one in which all adults have been socialized and educated to be FIPs, so that there are no more fluffies parasiting off the money and labor of a man. In a FIP society, nearly all women will be FIPs, so the current financial massacring of 1 in 2 divorcing fathers in the hated fluffy feminist-controlled divorce courts will disappear. Masculists put enormous moral pressure on women to FIP up, especially seeing that women now have a life expectancy of 85 years, so have a career window of half a century, so have a powerful moral obligation to FIP up or be seen by society, and especially by masculists, as being manslaving bloody fluffies, and hence hated, so are banished to the fringes of society, with no man going near them, certainly no quality masculisted man will go near them. Summarizing. So, in a nutshell, these are the three main qualities that masculists want to see in women if these women are to be serious candidates for a relationship with a masculist, which in time will be most men, especially the quality, highly intelligent men whom women really want to mate with, who, due to their superior intelligence, are the first to go masculist, just as it was mostly university student women who, in the late 60s, were the first feminists. In a decade, there will probably be so many male university students who are maskless that female university students will feel tremendous moral pressure by them to fip up, to study career-competent majors, or be seen by men as fluffies, and that will relegate them to only low SMV males who can look at them as relationship material. Having this happen to fluffy women who feel they have high SMV will frustrate and thwart their desires to attract a quality man. But when most male university students have already been infected by the masculist virus, who expect women to be snurfs, then her lacking the F in the snurf will probably handicap her from catching that quality man. So she will have to seriously settle for a much less attractive man in her female eyes, which will run hard against her female hypergamous instinct to mate with a superior man, to get his superior DNA for her kids. So if you're a masculist reading this, expect a woman to be a snurf. And if she isn't, put pressure on her to become a snurf. Otherwise, you, as a masculist, if you have high SMV, you can threaten her that if she is not snurf, then you will not date her. As word gets out that nearly all the men whom women come across at college and later in the early years of work expect women to be snurfs, then since women cannot be mothers without some man giving her his sperm, she will be forced to snurf herself or rot on the shelf. Men know that they have a monopoly of sperm, so use this as a weapon to force women to snurf up or rot on the shelf. Increasingly, the gender political ball is in the masculist court. We men are waking up in our millions to women's gender political oppression of men, in brackets, for example, in the divorce courts. No para, that's paternity rejection right. Pill lying, paternity fraud, fluffy man slavery, etc., close brackets, and are imposing our male standards onto women. Since we men have the financial power, we can force, capital letters, women to fip up or to rot on the shelf. We men don't get erections for obese and fat women, so women need to be slim or rot on the shelf. Feminazi bitch-type women are repulsive to men, so definitely rot on the shelf. So bottom line to women, if you want to attract a quality man, especially a masculisted quality man, whom soon most quality men will be, then you need to be snurf or rot on the shelf. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. Author of the book Masculism, Men's Rebellion Against Being Manslaves to Women, an e-textbook of 450-plus masculist flyers for men's studies courses. Freely downloadable in Microsoft Word format from my website. Ciao.